talent. Yeah. Well, praise the Lord. It's great to be here this evening. Good to see y'all here and those of us online. If you would, stand if you can. We're going to start out by singing All Hail King Jesus. All hail King Jesus, all hail Emmanuel, King of kings, Lord of lords, bright morning star, and throughout eternity, I'll sing your praises. than to give myself. This is my offering. To give myself, this is my offering. Then to give myself, this is my offering. Amen. Resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. I am resolved to go to the Savior, leaving my sin and strife. He is the true one, he is the just one, he hath the words of life. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. I am resolved to follow the Savior, faithful and true each day. Heed what he saith, do what he willeth, he is the living way. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. I am resolved to enter the kingdom, leaving the paths of sin. Friends may oppose me, foes may beset me, still will I enter in. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. I am resolved, and who will go with me? Come, friends, without delay. Taught by the Bible, led by the Spirit, we'll walk the heavenly way. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. Amen. Praise the Lord. Any pick of hymns this evening? Okay. 624? His eyes on the sparrow. 624. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Let not your heart be troubled. His tender words I hear, and resting on his goodness, I lose my doubt and fear. Though by the path he leadeth, but one step I may see. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Whenever I am tempted, whenever clouds arise, when songs give place to sighing, when hope within me dies, I draw the closer to him. From care he sets me free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Praise the Lord. Amen. Any others this evening? All right. Well, praise the Lord. 6. Oh, so close. 626, right across the page there. The lily of the valley. All right. I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The lily of the valley, in him alone I see all I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. In sorrow he's my comfort, in trouble he's my stay. He tells me every care on him to roll. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He all my griefs has taken and all my sorrows borne. In temptation, he's my strong and mighty tower. I have all for him forsaken and all my idols torn from my heart, and now he keeps me by his power. Though all the world forsake me and Satan tempt me sore, through Jesus I shall safely reach the goal. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He will never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me here, while I live by faith and do his blessed will. A wall of fire about me, I've nothing now to fear. With his manna he my hungry soul shall fill. Then sweeping up to glory, I'll see his blessed face, where rivers of delight shall ever roll. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Really?
All right.
All right, all right. Yeah, go ahead.
Just a quick reminder announcement. 9 Sundays left to sign up for Singspiration. The sign-up sheet's in the foyer if you like. And if anybody has any experience normalizing audio files, please come see me. I'm working on a process so that we can take in more music. And if anybody has a song they'd like to sing, if you could, if we already have it here on a CD, please let me know. If it's one you've seen on YouTube, if you can give me a couple of links, one to the instrumental version and one to the demonstration version, that would be handy. Okay, one with just the music playing with no people singing, like we'd sing it in church, and then the other one with the people singing so we know how to sing it. Yeah. It just, you know, just for sake of example. Okay, well, praise the Lord.
All right, Jeremiah, thank you for that. Yeah, that's a good opportunity. I know you've been brought up that, you know, here's a song on the radio you'd like. So, you know, man, I would love to sing that in church. So get with Jeremiah, and he'll, like you said, he'll give you an idea of how to get it, how to set it up, and everything else. That'd be,
I like a lot of songs on the radio. I don't know about singing them.
But anyway, everybody online, glad to have you tonight. As you know, the pastor's on vacation this week. And being a deacon, it's kind of one of your responsibilities to kind of fill in when he's out on vacation. So, been honored to do so. We're going to start off with some praises. Any praises?
Well, any I got praises? One. Praise the Lord. My boy's out of the hospital. He's back home getting rest.
Good.
Kathy and my oldest daughter went and got him. I didn't have to go down there to get him. Thank God. I can't stand downtown. He was downtown.
Oh, no.
I get lost in Tomball. Things I get lost in downtown. So anyway, he's back home. He's doing well. So praise the Lord for that.
Oh, here we got one. I got a praise. I watched the service online this morning, and Brother Kirby was awesome.
Yeah.
He brings a good message.
He brought a good one. You're right.
Beautiful message, man. Tell it like it was.
Yep.
I like that.
Well, both of my grandparents had COVID, and today they took the test again, and they're healthy and happy again.
Oh, good. Got over it.
Oh, and it's their 47th anniversary.
All right. All right. They live here around here in Tomball?
No, sir. They live in Klein.
Oh, in Klein. Oh, it's not that far. Not that far. That's good. That's awesome.
Anybody else?
Okay. All right, let's go to prayer request. Any prayer requests?
All right, I pray for my mother, all the moms. Lift all the moms up, Vince's mom, and, you know, Bobby's mom, Miss Vicky, all the ones, the elderly ladies, you know, just fighting a little bit of this. I'm sorry, Miss Vicky, you're elderly. You just got to take it like it is. Anyway, I pray for my mother, Miss Vicky, and Vince's mom, and Jackie, his mom, and dad, you know, they've suffered with that, Alzheimer's. Lift them up, Jackie and them trying to deal with that. So that's a big thing. So I'm lift all the moms up and just watch over them. You know, ask the Lord to watch over them, protect them.
All right. Any other prayer requests? I know for the addictions, that's been heavy on my heart.
Oh, yeah, people with addictions. Pray for Kevin, James, Steve Fountain, Stevie Fountain, and Paul, and Kenzie, yeah, and Vince's and Terry's son. I forget his name. Do you remember that? No, I don't. No. Anyway, lift all them up, Ronnie. God knows.
Sure. Yeah. He knows.
But thank you for that. Yeah. Amen. We see what unspoken. Yeah.
Unspoken.
Yeah. Amen. Well, Ronnie Holman was here this morning. That was good. That was a blessing.
Oh, that's
pray
awesome.
For Ronnie and his fight with that battle of cancer and. So all the ones traveling on the road.
Mm-hmm. Get him back. Pastor Lee traveling.
Pastor Lee.
He's
his
going
family.
Out of town, so be with him.
Hoping he having great rest. Amen.
Yeah. Sunday's a nap day for a lot of us.
Yeah.
All we talk about a lot of times on Sunday is how long our nap was.
Amen.
So, yeah, I had 2 hours. No, I got you beat. I had, you know.
Well, some of these boys don't need no nap. Some of them sleep 12 and 8 hours. They don't need no nap, man. They got it both in one.
Yeah. Any other prayer requests?
All right. Yeah. You got one?
Keep in mind, New Hope School starts tomorrow, so pray for the school kids and kids going to public school. Buses on the road, watch for them. Just safety for teachers and the students.
Absolutely. I see kids stand on street corners, and I called in already that some of these guys don't even stop at a stop sign, and the kids are standing right there on the corner. That is not safe. So I called in. In fact, I think it was a couple times. So. Yeah. Any other prayer requests? Frank, you're quiet. You always have one.
I got one.
You got one. I knew you would. I knew you got one, Frank.
But he says I tend to linger on when I
talk. Or linger on, my brother.
So I'll try not to linger. Can you hear me now? If you've been here through the last few weeks, I think I've shared the fact that a dear, dear family of Denise and mine, we've known them for 40 years, they lost a mature son. The Martin family, who live in this area and a church up at Willis, they lost Joshua. He's 46 years old. And it's really been a tough time for the Martin family. They had five children, husband and wife, in-laws, grandchildren, rather grown family up through the last 40 years. We've known them and churched with them when my children were riding in the back of a Ford station wagon to church and back, and we hauled the Martins because their situation was a little bit unusual, and at the time they needed a ride to church. We helped them with that and grew very, very close to this Martin family. And I don't know how to describe it, but yesterday we attended a memorial service for Josh up at the Willis, I believe it's called Covenant Baptist Church at Willis. And I don't know that I've ever, and who am I to judge this, not me, but I don't know that I've ever been in a memorial service for someone that was so touching and so God-centered. And I was so pleased that the family members got up and offered their thoughts and review and eulogies and appreciations and their remembrance of Josh. And it moved me to know that I was sitting there listening to something like that, knowing that it was coming from a fully Christian family being preached out to probably, I don't know, 150 people that gathered there in that church, It was being preached down as a memorial service, but at the same time, it was being preached as the Word of God to those who were in Christ, but more importantly, those who need to be in Christ. And I left there and shared with the family that I know very well, shared with them what a blessing it was for us to be invited and attend that memorial service for our dear friend, 46-year-old friend, Josh Martin. So I'm thankful for that, and I thank God for what he did in that place yesterday. And in a strange sort of way, it may sound strange, but I'm pleased that Denise and I were able to go and witness what went on there. In the name of God and in all reverence to God himself, but at the same time remembering their son, their brother, their cousins, and Mr. Josh Martin. So that's my prayers for the Martin family, that God will bless them and keep them strong and give them the courage and the wherewithal to move through these times of loss, because I don't know what it would be like, but some of you may, I don't know, but I do know that the Martin family are going to struggle because that's how closely they were. But my prayer is that God will give them strength to deal with this in the days ahead.
Frank, about how old was he now?
He was 46.
Yeah, young man.
Yeah.
Young man.
Young man.
Yeah.
I have a prayer request. I had a cousin pass away over two days ago, Ronnie Smith. He was actually my ring bearer at my wedding.
Oh, wow.
And for us, it was all sudden. We just, Mama seen a post about it on Facebook, and that was the first time we'd even know. But he died from lung cancer. He was a smoker, you know. So he was 55, Mom says. 65. 55. He was 55. But he left a grandson, which he was the apple of his eye. And they have put off his going home celebration until after his new granddaughter is being born, which is any time now. Yeah. So his name is Ronnie Smith. His sister's name is Rita, Rhonda Game. And I just left to lift up that family in a prayer. And then I went to a going home celebration yesterday that our motorcycle club, CMA, Christian Motorcycle Association, was invited to. One of the members of their club, his wife was 48 years old and had a seizure and fell in the bathroom and hit her head and passed away. And our chapter captain, she always called him pastor. Mm. And he talked to her, you know, I guess it's been some time in the past, and she was a Christian. You know, it was not a Christian motorcycle club that I'm a member of, but it was one that he was associated with, that he rode with. And they called her Skittles. And so I just like to lift up her husband. I think her husband's name was Daryl, but I just like to lift him up and pray. I had a nice conversation with him, you know, because I could relate, because, you know, my wife died, and, you know, it was just last month, was 16 years. Wow. And I told him, basically my story about, you know, Patty passing away. So, you know, hopefully that comforted him, and I prayed with him and everything. So I just like to lift him up also when we pray.
Absolutely. Jeremiah, did anybody have anything online? No, that's not okay. Any other prayer requests? James, I hate to put you on your spot in your memory, James, but can you pray for these? Best of your ability.
I pray for them. God knows them. Amen.
God knows them all. That's absolutely
right. Anyway, dear Heavenly Father, we just lift your name up on high, Lord, and it's all about you. And we're glad to be here this Sunday evening and just be able to pray and listen to the word and get all the praises, Lord. But there's a lot of mention tonight, Lord, and this motorcycle club that Bobby was talking about and the family that lost somebody there, Lord. We lift that up to you. Is it the Martin family? And the Martin family and the loss of Jacob? Joshua, yeah? Josh, Lord, and that's 40-something years old. That's young, Lord, and just be with that family, Lord. And we lift up all our moms, Lord, and just to watch over and protect them when they're alone by themselves, Lord. And can't be there all the time, but we know you'll watch over them and just help the ones that are watching over their moms, like Jackie, Lord, and my bride and her mom as they go through this autism and, you know, Alzheimer's, Lord. And just that's a sad thing, but they're up in their age in the 90s, Lord, and the family's really stressed out about it. So we lift them up to you, Lord. We lift up all the unspoken prayer requests. You know about them, Lord, and on our hearts, Lord, and just we lift them up to you. Lord, we lift up the pastor and his family as they're on vacation, Lord. Just watch over them, protect them, Lord, and get him back here safely. But let him have a great time, Lord, and he needs to rest, Lord. We thank you for him. And, Lord, we lift up, we thank you for this morning's message, the word. It was a great word spoken. We're glad you blessed us with that, Lord. And we got Ronnie here tonight. We pray for him as he brings the message tonight, Lord, and we just lift him up to you, Lord. And all the ones that can't remember, Lord, you know them. Lord, they were spoken by each of these individuals in here tonight. Lord, and you know, just we lift them up to you. And again, we thank for you all the answered prayers you're going to do for us, Lord. And all these things, guys, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, James.
You're welcome.
You know, I got the lesson and put it together. And I told a little joke this morning at Sunday school class. I said, you know what, I want to repeat that. So the guys that heard it already don't, you know, they'll hold it against me. But it just went pretty well with the lesson, so I want to say it again for the ones that ain't heard it. Well, this man and his wife living at home, their anniversary, wedding anniversary was coming up. So she says, man, you know what? There's something I want. So she left a jewelry magazine on the kitchen counter. She left a jewelry magazine on the dining room table. She left a jewelry magazine by his recliner, you know. Left a jewelry magazine in the bathroom. If you ever go to the bathroom, you know, they were all over the place. So he got to thinking. He says, you know what? She's trying to send me a message. And he started thinking. He said, I know what she wants. I got it. I found what she wants, what she needs. Well, the anniversary day, she opened up her gift. It was a magazine rack. So the thing was, her plans didn't work out, right? She planned that he would thumb through the jewelry magazines and find a piece of jewelry that she may like for her anniversary, but her plans did not work out. And that's what it is in our life today. A lot of times our plans that we have in life doesn't work out. We pray about it. Sometimes God gives a little different answer than what we're expecting. But if you turn to Proverbs chapter 16, we're going to cover verses 1 through 4. Now, I'm reading the King James Version, but I will do a little insert on some words if you have an NIV or something else. So Proverbs chapter 16, verses 1 through 4. Y'all there, say amen.
Amen.
All right, that sounds good. Everybody found it. All right, verse 1. In the preparations, NIV may say plans, the preparations of the heart in man, and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of the man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. The Lord hath made all things for himself, or some may say purpose, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Thank you, Lord, for your word, Lord. And we're going to dissect this a little bit. And it says the preparations of the heart. Okay, when we make preparations in our life, like, you know, another word for it is plans. When we make plans in our lives, we say, well, let me make these plans and I just hope they work out. And a lot of times we think about it, yeah, that's going to work. It's going to work. I won't go for it, you know. But come to find that it don't work. And it comes within the heart. You know, we think about it here. You know, that's where it comes for. Sometimes we're okay with it, what our decisions we make. but sometimes we're not. The times when we're not is the time we don't get Jesus involved in our decisions, right? That's why it says, and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. It says and, but NIV may say but he's saying, here it is, you've got the preparations of man, but God is saying, wait a minute, you left me out. But the tongue is from the heart. So what he's trying to say here, don't forget about my word. Did you check what you're going to say and do? Did you check with me first? Did you make the right decision? Because if you follow God's word, there's no buts. That means his answer is going to be right. It's going to be good, okay? So, you know, so that's where, you know, that's where we build our trust with the Lord a lot of times, that we fail and fail and fail in our lifetime. We start turning things over to the Lord, and we tell ourselves, you know what, I should have been doing this from a long time ago. It's turning things over to him and all my plans that I make in my life. So the answer of the Lord, you know, is in his word. So we need to get in his word. So we got our plans, comes from our heart. And, of course, you know, we ask God, but God gives us our free will, right, on the decisions we make. And so, you know, like I said, sometimes it's good decisions and sometimes it's not so good. And a lot of times, just like the story I told, the plans that we have sometimes, we miss it. We miss the point. Now, to verse 2, in all the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes. So here we go again. You got the ways, all the ways, and then you got all the plans in verse 1. So our plans that we do, the ways that we do things, and it says a man are clean in his own eyes. That means we may think we're doing okay. We, in our own eyes, we're all right. But God says, but the Lord weighed the spirit. So God's saying, you know what? I'm looking at it. And what you're deciding to do really ain't the best thing to do. You know, if you want to go ahead and go with it, I gave you free will, go with it. And if there's consequences from it, don't look at me, because I already told you, come to me first and when you make your plans. So, you know, we may think we're right, but God's got a different thing, you know, in mind. He says, you know, let me help you. Let me help you with this. So, again, we got to have that partnership with God. You know, build that partnership. Build that relationship with him, okay, in our lives. And in verse 3, commit thy works unto the Lord and thy thoughts, and it shall be established. Okay, commit thy works. Again, in verse 1, it says we make the plans. Verse 2, we make all the ways, which is plans also, means the same thing. Or no works. When our works, that means we plan to do something. We're trying to do it. So here's these key words, you know, preparations, plans, ways, works, depending on what version you got. They all mean the same thing. But in verse 1, 2, and 3, what does it all say afterwards? They got the but behind it. But the Lord says, come to me in all your ways. Now, verse 2, it says, in all the ways of a man. A lot of times it's just not one thing that we're thinking about. They run into trouble. We get in that habit. Once we do it one time or another way, we continue to do it. Well, I'm just going to do it my way all the time. You know? And that's where we fail sometimes. We go through our lives. I'm going to do this. I'm going to take care of this. I'm going to do this. And then if I run into trouble, that's when I'm going to seek the Lord for advice. When we should ask him at the first time, right? That's when we should ask him. That way he'll guide you on what the right way, and the better way, and the good way of doing it. He knows. He's trying to set the plans for us. With our minds that we have, we just try to do the best we can, don't we? Shouldn't we have a God that could say, hey, no, I know the best way? A lot of times it's not the way we want, but it's a better way and, you know, the best way to do things. And the Lord had made all things for himself. That means God made all things for a purpose. He made everything for a purpose. And yea, even the wicked for the days of evil. So here we are, you know, God sees our heart. He sees how we're walking through life. And he knows how often we turn to him. And too many times in our life that we just continually just live life, like I said earlier, just over again and just doing things without consulting him. In our Sunday school class, we hear this all the time. Oh, yeah, before I even, like James says, you know, James, before I even work on a car, I say a prayer. Because he said, sometimes I bust my knuckles or I'll lose a nut. He said, man, that gets me upset. He said, but once I pray first, he said, man, it just works out so smoothly. And that's what we need to do in our lives is turn to him, let him establish, or, you know, he has our plans for us. He has a purpose. He has a purpose for every one of us. Okay? So again, like in verse 1, it tells you what the man does and tells you what God's going to do. Verse 2 tells you what the man does and tells you what God's going to do. Verse 3 tells you what the man does, tells you what God does. He establishes all this in for us. In verse 4, he even says the things for himself. That means everything is done for a purpose, even the wicked of the day of evil. You know, a lot of times we go, well, I don't understand how that fits in. Well, things happen in our lives, and even the wicked, you know, the purpose of the wicked is that one day their purpose is they're going to face trouble. That's their purpose that they create. But sometimes God uses bad things that happen and turns them out for good. One example that I thought of is look at 9/11. When those planes hit that building, that was disaster. Just about 2,000 people died in that. But what turned out of that? What turned out of that? Anybody? Huh? Churches are full. Yeah, country came together. They stood together and churches were packed. Yeah, you know, it's how God sometimes those things that happen that, you know, we don't like or to see that happen, but sometimes good things come from it. Even when you see a hurricane, people lose homes and cars and everything. But what you see, like Bobby said, people come together. Man, people come together, they're offering bottles of water, food, blankets, clothing. Everybody stands up. So, you know, even bad things, God sometimes uses those things for a purpose. Sometimes I think he tests us, what are we going to do about it? If we see a friend in need, are we going to say, well, yeah, okay, I'll pray for you, guy, and that's it? I think we need to do more than that sometimes if we see a person in need, especially if we're a Christian, right? So, you know, so God is telling us here, don't forget about me. There was this boy he went to the park with his dad, and they were walking through the trail, and they seen this big old rock, and the boy goes, I don't want to see how strong it is. I'm going to try to pick it up. So the boy started pulling on that rock. He said, Dad, I can't budge it. He said, use all your strength. Come on, you can do it, son. He started tugging and tugging. He said, Dad, I can't do it. He says, come on, you can do it. He pulled on again. The boy goes, Dad, I can't get it. He said, use everything you got, boy. Get that rock up. You could do it. I know you could do it. He went up there and tried again and again, and he just gave up. Said, Dad, like you said, I used everything I got. I can't get that rock up. He said, no, you didn't. He said, didn't I say use everything you got? He says, I'm here. Why didn't you get me to help you? Okay? So that's what it's saying, too. Use everything we got. What we have on our side, God's got his hands out. It says, come to me if you need help. And we don't come to him and ask for help, just like the son didn't ask help for his dad. When his dad even said, use everything you got. Well, what he had was his dad there to help him, but that's where we fail to in our lives. We don't ask for that help. Let's go over to verse 9. We cover 1, 2, 3, and 4. Verse 9 kind of like summarizes these four verses. A man's heart deviseth his ways, but the Lord directed his steps. And in his heart a man plans a course. This is the NIV. In his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. So we got NIV, King James Version. I said both. So he directs his steps. He determines his steps. He says what he's trying to say, if you come to me when you're stepping, that's the motion that we do, right? Golly. So God's saying, hey, in your steps, in your walk, I'm going to help you. I'm putting you on solid ground. God's telling you, I'm going to put my ways is to keep you on solid ground. I'm not going to put no bumps in the road for you. I'm going to have it on solid ground. You come to me. And that's what he's trying to say here in verse 9. It summarizes all. A man's heart devises his way. So what he's trying to say, man's always trying to do things his way. But God's saying, come to me. Let me get you through this. So he determines his steps. Man's, you know, makes plans. He does his works. He has his thoughts. He does all these things on himself. That's the way man does it. But God keeps telling him in verses 1, 2, 3, and 4, come to me. I will give you the right way, the right way. Here's a verse that Jeremiah 29:11. You don't have to turn to it, but a lot of people got this one memorized. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Saying the same thing again. I know the plans I have for you. Let me take care of you. Do what I'm telling you. Be obedient to what I'm trying to tell you. Just keep doing it your way. Be obedient. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not on your own understanding. That means we're limited in our own understanding, but God's not. He has no limitations. He knows. You know, through our own heart, we have that imperfect heart. But God knows. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. He shall direct your paths. So he's trying to say, like your paths, the footing, the ground, you acknowledge him, turn to him. And if you do these things in your life, you're going to see that if you do these things first, how your life changes. To me, it's a big change. And if we just come to him and ask him for help and direction before we do anything. Before we have our plans, Lord, you know, when we have a prayer, Lord, what's best for me, Lord? Not, hey, this is what I want, but what's best for me? Can you help me with this? That's a good way of having our prayer. Because, you know, if you ask for certain things, he may just say no from the start and you get nothing. So, you know, if he really wants to, you know, guide and protect you, make and prosper you, listen to him. Listen to him. And in Colossians 3:23, now this is one of these. This is my verse. This is my verse. I'm gonna kind of chase a little rabbit trail on this one. And then whatever ye do, do it heartily to the Lord and not unto man. So all the time when I work and I do something, especially when I was working, I said, man, I got a boss, I got a supervisor, I got people, I got to make happy at work and do things right. But you know what? That's my job. I get paid to do a job. I don't steal time. I don't steal from work. I try to be respectful for everybody there. But you know what? I'm not doing it for them. My work, God blessed me with a job. So my job is to honor God in the work that I do every single day and every minute of my life. But again, I'm not trying to please man. And, you know, I shouldn't be trying to please myself in the ways I want to do things. Lord, tell me which is the better way. You know, which is the right way? Because, you know, you get the lifestyle I had and all the friends and people I hung around with. But when this church, we went on a trip together in the bus and everything else, God, what fun it was. More fun than ever was getting with a bunch of Christians and going somewhere. And that was the best time in my life. That was probably the number one vacation I ever had, was hanging around church family. No drinking, no bad words, no, you know, it was just enjoyable. So that's a life I want to live. And if we all share these kind of things in our life, man, that's an awesome feeling. It really is. When you get up to my age, you know, and I look back, I say, man, why didn't I think of this sooner? Now, I gave my life to Christ when I was 40, but between that 20 and 40, no, you wouldn't know me. You know, I had a picture, I showed people I had my long hair, my vest, my bottle of Wild Turkey, one picture of me. That was me. People used to knock on my door, hey, so-and-so is picking on me. Will you come help me fight? Yeah, I'll come help you fight. I used to be a scrapper. But to come find out, I had a gun pointed at me a couple times. And I said, no, I need to stop doing this. So God pulled me from that. He kept me alive for a reason during those times that my life could have ended to where I am today. Because there's a point in time when I turned 40, I was with a leader and went to the pastor after church service and said, Pastor, Brother Nick, I want to change my life. Old man is dead. I don't want that lifestyle anymore. And boy, what a blessing it was ever since then. Whatever. And then you won't believe how many times I catch myself praying when not even thinking about, hey, I'm going to pray about this. You know, a lot of us, well, I'm going to pray about this. For I'm automatically doing it for a reason now. If you do it so much, it's automatic. We just seem to just pray all the time in our lives. And I catch myself, you know, one day at lunch, I was sitting there thinking. I just got away from the cafeteria, the noise, everybody having lunch. I went in the back, and I started thinking. I says, praying about it. I says, I bet you I pray 20 times a day. If I just get to think about it, I get in the elevator at work, those freight elevators that break down all the time. I get in that thing, I close up big old doors. Praise Lord, don't let it break down on me today. Because when those things break down, you're down for about 4 or 5 hours. So if you go in there sometime, we always make fun of work. If you're going to use that elevator, take your lunch with you. Because you don't know when you're coming out. So again, that's the point I was trying to make is pray constantly. Pray without ceasing. Ask for the God's direction in your lives, okay? And you, of course, we make plans. God gives us free will. But have that fellowship with him. Have him guide and direct you in your life. You know, he give you the right paths in our lives. And it's just so amazing that, you know, when I start, like I said, when I start thinking about it, it's just, golly, why did I do it sooner? I think about that a lot. In Colossians 3:23, like I said, that's my verse. And I, a lot of times I sign my name in certain things, and I write that right underneath, Colossians 3:23. You know, I'm excited about that verse because I work for the Lord and not for man. I respect man, I love man, you know, but that's not what it's all about. I work for him. In Matthew 4:4, when Jesus was out in the desert, he was tempted for 40 days, okay? Now, in those 40 days, he didn't have nothing to eat or drink, okay? So here he is. If you don't have anything to drink and eat for 40 days, how do you think you're going to feel? Think how you're going to feel after 10 days, 20 days, 30 days, 40 days. After 40 days, guess what? Here comes the devil want to tempt him, saying, I know you're hungry. Why don't you turn these rocks into bread? Right? Know the story? And what did Jesus say? No. And he answered and said, it was written, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out the mouth of God. God is there for us. And sometimes the reason I threw this one in is a lot of times we make plans in our lives. Sometimes we're struggling with something that's really devastated our lives. A love of a lost one, a loss of a loved one, loss of a job, a financial problems. You know, we face a lot of things in our life. But guys, and the devil would say, you don't need to turn to God. You can take care of this yourself. Just, you know. And Jesus said here, says, no. I live by God's word. And God said he's going to take care of me. Right before this happened, remember he got baptized, right the chapter before this? And his father said, here's my son, which is I'm well pleased. So you think Jesus is going to sit there after his father God told him, said, I'm well pleased with you. And then you turn around and say, well, I think I'm hungry. I'm going to turn these rocks and, you know, into bread. That's not trusting God. That's not trusting him. And we're going to face those things in our life and decisions we make. We will get to the bottom of our lowest low sometimes in our life, and we're going to go, what can I do to get out of this? But again, just like Jesus answered this, the devil, says, I got this. I live by God's word. God's going to pull me through my lowest low. So what I'm trying to say out of these Colossians and Matthew is don't listen to other people. Sometimes we may get good advice from a pastor or somebody that we know that's, you know, that's a good Christian. We may get that, but don't listen to friends at work or somebody that they may lead you the wrong way or may get you in deeper trouble. Turn to God first. Say, Lord, you know, and he may direct you to go, well, go talk to your pastor, you know. So, you know, there's things, too, that, you know, he uses people in our lives. But again, what I'm trying to say is we could get more trouble when we try to do things on our own, get more trouble trying to do things with by other people's advice and not turning to him. So, again, like I said in Jeremiah, I know the plans I have for you. Let God establish his plans. The whole thing is, the key word, he establishes our plans. Forget about our plans, the way we want to do things, and how we want to work it out, and how we want to do it. Let's see what God has in store for us first. And believe me, it'll make your life a whole lot easier. Get you out of a little trouble sometimes. And, of course, when you do get in trouble, you know, we got to turn to him. But I'm just trying to say, you know, try to knock things out ahead of time. Don't wait till we get in trouble and then say, Lord, help me. If we constantly in his word and try to live his ways, we may skip over some of the problems we have in our life. So again, it's just, you know, this brought my attention when I was looking through this, got through Proverbs, and I said, you know what, I got troubles, you know, we have in our lives, and how do we handle it? Handle it God's way. I know it's repetitive, all these verses, but he's just trying to tell us over and over. With his hands out, I'm here for you. So, Jeremiah, you got anything you could play? And thank you, people online, for listening and tuning in. And I know the pastor's out, but that should be no reason for not to be tuning in. You know, we're just, you know, he deserves a vacation once in a while. And a well-deserved vacation, because he ain't took one in quite a while. So it's a good thing that, you know, he finally decided to take it. And take another one. Take another one. Yeah, he needs that rest sometimes. And we don't realize how long it takes to put a message together sometimes. You know, sometimes like this, you know, maybe a couple hours, 2 or 3 hours, but it's sometimes an hour. Sometimes, I remember one time it took me all day long, James. I mean, just all day long. So, no, I got to tweak it a little bit here. I got to find another verse here, try to put it together. So, yeah, it's not easy. And just think of Pastor Lee bringing one Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, plus all the phone calls he's got, plus all the hospital visits and all those things. He needs a break. He needs a break. So, Jeremiah, you got something? Play a tune. And if anybody haven't gave their life to Christ, if anybody here say, hey, you know, I need some help, Lord. I got some things I'm facing in my life. Come up front, James. James, the deacon here, come up to him and say, hey, James, will you pray for me? I'm facing something that I just need help with. Just never know how things are going to turn out in my life. So just come to James, and he'll pray with you about it. All right. Y'all have a blessed day. Safe trip home. And again, pray for Pastor that everything works out with his plans, that his plans worked out what he wanted to do on his vacation. And it's a blessing to be up here. And keep in prayer for the ones that we prayed about this morning. Don't let this prayer be a one-time thing for the people we prayed about. I know, we need to continue in prayer. So again, thank you. Let me end with prayer, Lord. Lord, we just come to you, Lord, just thank you for your word that you gave us today, Lord, and let it apply to our hearts, Lord, and not just in our minds, but in our hearts, Lord, because we just want to live and be more like you, Lord, but we just need to learn to turn to you in our lives, and sometimes we just need to get the eye out of our lives and just say, hey, Lord, I need help before I even make plans, or before I do a job, before I do anything, Lord, just keep you in my heart all day long, and and we already trust you and have that fellowship to know that you will give us the best answer that we need, not what we want, but what we need. And again, Lord, just thank you for the ones here and thank you for the people online, Lord, and just have a blessed and wonderful day. And Lord, bring some rain our way, Lord. Get rid of this 100-degree heat. I heard it's going to be another 2 weeks of it, every day 100 degrees. And Lord, we just need a break, Lord. We need a rain and we need a little cool front. We need a cool front down to get us down to 90. So, it's that's what we need now. That's what we're praying for. We praise in precious name. Amen.